Hello, folks. Welcome to another episode of the Dialogic Podcast. This is Jake J. Thomas of Jake J. Thomas Photo, coming to you from beautiful Santa Cruz, California, right here at the north end of the Monterey Bay, in the middle of winter, approaching spring, experiencing some significant rainfall lately. Beautiful, huge cumulus clouds floating around over the bay. Rainbows, green grass, clover, clean air. It's a beautiful time of year, even if it's a little bit chilly, but there's nothing to complain about here. All is good, all is well. Lots of happy people doing healthy things. There's a fair share of problems here, too. I mean, we're all people. We're only human. Everyone has room for improvement. Everyone has a space they could grow into. And some of us are out here doing that, you know? So, shout out to everyone who's giving it their all every day, getting inspired to get up early, get out and get some exercise, do a little writing, do some meditation, whatever it takes to get your mind and your body feeling good and in the right frame of mind to approach the tasks that you need to accomplish. Now, life is full, life is complicated, and it seems every day to get a little more so. So we can maybe forgive ourselves a little bit along the way for the slips and the mistakes that we make, because we're not perfect and we're not going to be perfect. But you know what? Perfection is an illusion that will keep you from trying. So I think it's better to abandon that myth of perfection in the first place and just to occupy yourself with doing what you gotta do to get better. Maybe you're good enough. Maybe you don't feel the need to improve. Maybe you don't have that drive to achieve. And I'm not here to criticize you, so hats off to you if that's the case. But for those of you who are seeking to make a little something better out of yourself, hats off to you too. Because I think that the more of us who work in that direction, the better our chances are of creating a bright, vibrant future for our children. And if that's not the best motivation you have, then let me know what it is. Because for me, That's what gets me up early. That's what helps me to do my push-ups, is knowing that it's my job to do the best I can to provide for my little girl, my beautiful daughter, whom I love dearly, who is so funny and so full of personality and pizzazz, and she has her own style, and she also has stylist points to give to people, particularly me. And I appreciate every one of them. So today I wanted to talk about a few things. One of the things I wanted to talk about, I'm not really interested in doing a current events type of thing. And I'll tell you why. That's really what I want to talk about, is why I don't want to do current event types of things, because it's an interesting paradox, you know? And I think that a paradox is one of those figures that helps to explain the confusion of our times, why things are the way they are, in a seemingly twisted kind of like a infinity sign. You don't know where it starts or where it ends or what's up or down sometimes. Because while it seems as though people aren't really that good at living in the moment, you know, I think that that's something that, well, that's just my opinion, and I might be wrong about that. Maybe that's just me. But what I see of other people seems to suggest to me that, you know, there's a lot of fear about the future, a lot of regret about the past, and the present is where we live, but, you know, it's that ever mysterious quality of time that's always just disappearing as it happens. So to really live in the moment is actually a great challenge, you know, and that's one of the reasons that people meditate, to try and calm the mind and focus the attention of consciousness to what's happening right here, right now. But at the same time, and here's where the paradox comes into play, when we talk about the news, current events, there's such a huge value placed on what's happening right now that it's created this interesting and sometimes destructive pressure to be the first to break a story, to be the first to respond to a story, to know what's happening right now. And of course, the consequences of that are making hasty judgments, being victimized by clickbait articles that are created solely to get you to pay attention, even though there might not really be any substantial reason. And, you know, I think that's one of the ways that we are being tricked. It's one of the ways that we are failing to see the broader perspective and to touch on the deeper points. And, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to try to keep things in perspective. I want to create a context of understanding that helps to make sense of the things that are happening, not just to be involved in what is happening today, what's going on right now, but to try and think about some of the longer historical trends that are leading up to the present moment, and to try and predict or forecast or just think about where these things are all headed. You know, and I'm not Nostradamus, I'm no prophet, I don't have the ability to see the future. That's not what I'm saying, but I think it's worth looking at the lines of history, the lines of flight, the movement of movements, and try to determine, you know, where to put your energy if you want to be a part of them, how to shape the next thing that emerges onto the field of historical being, you know. So that's what I wanted to talk about today, is how do we check ourselves from our reflexive reaction to what we come across in the news, you know, and how is that changing? How do we take responsibility for what we think? How do we do good research? How do we know what's true? How do we discriminate and discern between what is real and what is false? How do we know what the true news is? And, you know, it's one of the great things about our current technology is that we have the ability to broadcast directly to a public, just as I am doing now. I don't have to go through a production studio. I don't have to pitch my ideas to an editor. I can just say what's on my mind. So to that, because of that, there is a degree of freedom that hasn't really existed before. And that, I think, is a great positive, something to be celebrated, something to support, something to build off of. But at the same time, let's not lose sight of the fact that even though I don't go through any of those channels, I don't have to pass by the gatekeepers, I don't need to know the right code, I don't need to be friends with the right people in order to say what I want to say. What I want to say is already in some ways predetermined by the way I live, where I live, the language I use, the people I interact with, because I have to make a living. I have to live in this world. My daughter exists in a school with other people's kids, you know, and so by the very nature of being part of this community, there's a certain amount of censorship that comes with that. And, you know, that's where I think these larger social movements come into play in a really important way. Because what we allow ourselves to say is in some way determined by what our community will accept of us. You know, and so as we gain more freedoms with things like the legalization of cannabis in certain states, the ability to do research, to talk freely about those subjects greatly increases, and so the knowledge that we're able to produce grows. And that alone, I think, is a reason to contribute to those movements of greater freedom. Because the more knowledge we have, the more intelligent the framework is that we work through, the better we're going to be able to express ourselves in a way that is closer to what is true. And that's when we'll really get at the true news. You know, and that's again where I think that culture lives upstream from politics, and that what's happening in the classrooms around the country with youth demanding that they be allowed to think in non-binary ways is truly revolutionary from a cultural point of view. And that the era of the atomic family, of the isolated one-dimensional man and woman, is transforming into this dynamic spectrum of experience. And so I don't mock those people who participate in identifying themselves in different ways, but rather I support their bravery, their courage, because I think that emotional courage, making yourself vulnerable, by declaring that you are different, despite the costs that you might have to pay by standing out, by sticking out, is greater than any sort of physical courage that takes place on a battlefield, at work, in life in general. And so I applaud and I salute those brave souls who are standing up to be themselves, no matter what that might mean to other people. And to me, that is the true news. The true news is that change is happening, and that the speed of that change is increasing, and the way that we're all connected is going to facilitate greater change at greater speeds. And because it's all going to be recorded in a way that can be recalled, there's going to be a greater permanence to that change. And so I expect to see these movements to continue to accelerate, to expand, and to spread around the globe. You know, when you think about human history and how long humans have been here, and then how recently things have changed, and how radically they've changed because of the recent technological changes or cultural changes, the development of world religions, the emergence of nation states, the invention of technologies of reproduction, audio, visual, textual. You know, we have books, we have recordings, we have photographs, we have video, we have digital media, and all of these things turn the world into a different place, a place more ripe with the potential for self-expression. And self-expression is always also a form of self-exploration. So as we learn who we are, as we say who we are, we change who we are, and we grow into a different space, and we become different beings. And I embrace that, because I think that there's something beautiful about all the variations on the human experience. And I'm happy that curiosity is now, in my mind, the most important trait that you can have. You know, intellectual curiosity, artistic curiosity, the desire to get out there and explore, the desire to go within and explore. We are the Lewis and Clarks of the mind. We are the conquerors of the physical limitations of our being. You know, we have more fitness experts than have ever existed on this planet today. There are more ways to push yourself to tap into those potentials of health and wellness than ever before. And we have a framework for beginning to understand our mental health as well. You know, therapy, counseling, art therapy, meditation, all of these things that used to be more fringe are becoming more and more mainstream. So I expect both of those things to lead to some sort of radical revolution of the human experience. And here in Santa Cruz, this is one of the epicenters of that kind of change. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm happy to be here. And I'm also happy to be participating as a content creator in this unfolding evolution of the human being. And so that's the main set of thoughts I wanted to express and explore today. How what the true news is are the stories that are unfolding day by day as brave people make the choice to be their best self and to be their truest self and not to conform to anyone else's idea of who they should be. And finding other people through the networked world that we live in who we can dialogue with about these changes, and we can support in their process of change, and we can receive feedback in our processes. So that to me is the true news, and politics is just limping behind trying to catch up. In addition to that, I wanted to just tell you a couple of stories about my week, some of the things that happened. I have some big personal changes that are transpiring, and I'm undergoing my own personal growth. You know, I've been working really hard at content creation, working on the form of the writing for the copy that I create, of photography for the images that I present to people. And I've also been working on myself, doing a lot of physical fitness, doing a lot of writing, and really trying to get into a space where I'm able to tap into that curiosity about other people, their experiences, so that I can try and learn about what's happening with the true news. And one of the things that has transpired is I met somebody really cool. And I'm not going to go into too much of that right now because it's still pretty new. But you know how it is when you first meet somebody that you really like and you click with them. And you have this amazing feeling, this set of feelings of, you know, of joy and sort of excitement about how things could develop. But because it's new and it's very personal, I'm going to slowly broach that subject. I'm going to introduce you to my thoughts surrounding that change gradually. So you're going to have to tune in and, you know, see how it goes. But then I also wanted to talk about a couple of funny stories, things that happened during the week. One was, I was driving out to Salinas to go to Salinas City Barbecue to get some photos for the restaurant. And there were these tremendous clouds, these amazing, huge rain clouds that during the break between the rains, they just anybody would want to photograph them. And so as I was driving on the 1 south, I pulled over at one of the vista points and went to go get some photos, and I took along some products with me so I could, you know, try to get some cool product shots. And I hiked up to the top of where the vista point looked over the bay, and I saw there was this hole in the fence and trails that went down through the oaks. So I decided to do a little exploring. And because it had rained so recently, the ground was really slick, muddy, like icing, like frosting. So I was walking carefully. And then I also noticed that a poison oak is coming into leaf and is waxy and it's just waiting to get you. So I was kind of just walking carefully through and looking for that vista that would be framed by some oaks. That would be that shot I was looking for. And as I was walking around through these trails, you would see these leaves that would be jutting out into the trail and catching a beam of light. So I got a cool shot of the trail out of focus with little bokeh balls of light with the leaves of a young green tree in the foreground. And then I found that little window framed by oaks overlooking the bay with all the brightest new green growth you could ever imagine. And I got a couple of product shots. And then as I was coming back, I kind of got off the right trail. There were all these different trails winding around through that space. And there was only one hole in the fence though. And so I kind of took the wrong trail back. And I was up above where the hole was a little bit too far. And the path was, you know, very slippery, as I mentioned. So I was kind of trying to find my way back to the right path. And then I started looking around and I noticed all this trash. And then I looked a little more closely at the trash and I realized it was all condoms. And there was a condom on a branch. And there were hundreds of condoms in packages just scattered around. And so I kind of started, you know, just getting out of there. It was kind of creeping me out a little bit. I thought it'd be good to clean it up, but, you know, I didn't have gloves, didn't want to do it. It was nasty. I just wanted to get out of there, I'll be honest. And so I started to find my way back down to the first path I had been on. And I got to the right path and I started making my way towards the hole in the fence. And I see this guy coming through the hole in the fence. And he's looking shady as fuck. And he's reaching for something in his pocket. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck is going on here? What's going to happen? What's going down? And I kind of hold my camera to the side and I get ready for whatever might happen. But he kind of creeps off in the other direction towards the condoms. And he looks back at me and he's kind of checking me out a little suspiciously. And then I realize, oh shit, this is a place where people go and fuck strangers. And then I started to look around and I realized everyone I saw at that rest stop looked super creepy. Except for there was like an older couple who was just there to kind of check out the view. But there were all these dudes just kind of lurking around. And I got this bad, bad vibe. And I just got out of there ASAP. So that was a funny little story. But, you know, it's part of photography is adventuring into spaces, looking for different points of view. But you always got to remember that you got to check your surroundings. You got to be aware of what's going on. You got to read the signs and you got to be ready to go. And so anyways, that was just a funny story I thought I'd share with you about content creation and rest stops. So, hope you all are well. And those are my thoughts for today about the true news and a story about content creation. So that's it for now. This is Jake J. Thomas of Jake J. Thomas Photo. You can check out my Instagram for three stories, 3 photos from that.